happened earlier this week in Paris at the Louvre. How do you say it?
The Louvre.
At the Louvre, which is the very fancy museum that looks like a triangle. It's in a few movies, especially The Da Vinci Code. It is the home of the world-famous Mona Lisa.
Yeah, arguably one of the most famous paintings in the world. Now, the thing is, it's not like these paintings are so, like, they're so valuable.
And world-renowned.
Yep. People from all over the world go to visit the Louvre just to see this painting. Somebody's gone there dressed as an elderly woman in a wheelchair. So, you know, obviously wheelchair people get sort of priority.
Of course, there's wheelchair accessibility around.
Well, if you've got polite people in front of you, you go, oh, you're in a wheelchair. Sorry, you go to the front.
Of course, we'll let you see.
Yeah, yeah.
100%.
So absolutely. And then all of a sudden, as the old woman has wheeled herself to the front of the crowd, they have jumped out of the wheelchair to smear cake over the Mona Lisa.
Turns out it wasn't an old woman. It was a young dude dressed up as an old lady in a wheelchair. Yeah. So he's a vandal.
Well, he's saying he's an activist.
Oh, that's just a fancy word for a vandal.
An artist and an activist said, I'm doing it because I'm thinking of the earth. Artists think of the earth. That's why I did it.
Jeepers, that's his message.
The thing is, thankfully, and as if they could have gotten close, it's protected by bulletproof glass. So they've just smeared it on the glass. So a guard has come up and just cleared up the cake.
This is not the first time it's been under attack. Early 2000s, it had acid thrown on it. But again, it had bulletproof glass.
Yeah.
Nothing can get to it, Jules.
Fun fact, yeah. Mona Lisa picture's actually quite small.
I don't find it that good. Like, I'm no artiste or understand that much art, but it's not, like, that good, really. Like, I'm not saying I can do better,
yep.
But it's not that great.
Yeah.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not A.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Oh, I like it.
But what, like...
Da Vinci painted it.
Yeah, but...
Arguably one of the best painters of all time.
Yeah, but he's dead. Like, it's like, put some new school in there. Let's get some, like, you know, cultural art in there. Like, this, it's just some old lady. She doesn't even have eyebrows. She's not even smiling. Like, it's not a nice photo.
Well, is she smiling? That's the thing. People go, oh, she looks like it's half a smile.
Yeah, she's kind of smirking, like a cheeky little grin.
Quite mysterious.
Is it a one?
Well, that's a question as well.
Could be a dude with long hair.
Definitely.
Could be a they or a them. Mm-hmm. We don't know. I just think it's overrated, to be honest. You put anything in a nice frame in a fancy building, people will be like, oh, my gosh, it's art. I could draw something, hang it up down at the Art Gallery of Ballarat, just down the road,
yeah.
And people will be like, oh, my gosh, it's art. No, it's a stick figure that Jack drew.
I mean, it could be, but, yeah.
Just saying.
Art is open to interpretation from everybody.
And I,
as somebody who studied art at uni.
Did you study art?
Of course I did.
Oh, really? I didn't know that about you, Jules. So.
And I studied art in year 12, yeah.
Is Da Vinci like, like the top team of sport for artists? Is
everyone, yeah, he's up there.
And he's the guy who cut his hair off, right?
No, that's Van Gogh.
Ah.
But he's one of the founding fathers of art and... Anyway, in the Italian Renaissance, moving on, I really like the...
Sorry, Jules, I didn't mean to offend you.
That's, you haven't offended me.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Art's open to interpretation.
It is. And I interpret it as rubbish.
Yeah, there you go.